What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
It's Major News with Major Garrett, our weekly conversation with CBS's chief Washington correspondent.
It's time, just after 10:30 on a Thursday, we visit with Major Garrett, who is the chief Washington correspondent for CBS News. The show is called The Takeout. You can watch or listen to The Takeout, and you should. It's always good. We've got our guy, Major Garrett, with us on this Thursday. How you doing, Major?
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, man, I think we're killing it over here. Real quick, before we have two questions for you. We know one of them is not going to be a Led Zeppelin song, but worst song in history.
You Light Up My Life.
Wow, that was quick.
You how long have you known, Major? Because that one was ready to go.
Since the moment I heard it.
Debbie Boone?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's that. And also, what is the thing...
Major Garrett hates Debbie Boone.
And what, Major, is the thing... That a very simple, innocuous thing that if you do in the morning or fail to do, forget to do, that it just ruins your day.
Give him your
example. So mine is I left my watch at home and I feel naked. So what's yours?
Major thinks you're hilarious.
I would say that you probably have an oversized attachment psychically to your wristwatch.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, if you feel naked.
This isn't about me. We're talking about you now.
It's a new podcast, Minor Inconveniences with Major Garrett.
Let's see. Basically, the question is, if you forget to do this, it just knocks your day off stride.
Yeah,
right?
Basically.
Yeah.
God. Well, so I mean, I would say if I didn't have a cup of coffee, but that never happens.
Yeah.
I mean, that
yeah.
never happens. I can go without my wristwatch. I don't forget it that often, but I could be without it.
You're just unflappable.
I certainly couldn't. And there are the other fundamentals that they can't exist if I don't do. Like if I don't put my contact lenses in, I can't see, which I can't leave the house. I can't function. You know?
Yeah.
There's nothing I need to watch or nothing I need to. I'm trying to think if there's what is it that that might set my day off wrong.
I know, Major. What if you do, let's say, not your normal CBS, but you do, for whatever reason, you're on a different platform, and it's bad lighting.
Oh, yeah. I mean, sure. That would throw things off, but look, lighting doesn't help me much because there's only so much to work with in the first place. You know? I mean, there's only so much. And
that's not true.
Every makeup artist is like, you know, we're just going to slap you around because you're kind of a lost cause. Just roll out there, you know.
Here's the ogre for CBS News.
The chief Washington ogre.
No, for example, like I have sort of redundancies in my life. So let's say, which happens on occasion, I forget to shave with my razor in the morning.
Yeah.
I come in, I'm like, oh, I forgot to shave. I've got an electric razor in my desk. It's okay. I can fix it that way, you know? So it's easily correctable. I guess I have so structured my life that there are ways to correct things that I might forget that rebalance things. So I don't have a good answer for it.
Just unflappable.
Yes.
So you made me think of two others while you were talking. One of them is if it's time to cut my nails and I know it and it's and I forget that I'm bothered by it all day.
Time?
Or if I'm trimming my face and if I miss a spot and there are a couple of longer hairs.
Yeah.
then I just all day, it's all I think about.
I feel like it's starting to become apparent why he is the CBS News chief Washington correspondent and we're just here.
That's right. We're bothered by the smallest stuff. This guy's dealing with Washington.
I know.
What do you mean?
All right. We're not going to waste your time anymore, Major. I know.
This is the highlight of his day. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
He has to go talk to Marjorie Taylor Greene next.
I'm still sort of stuck on the idea that you have kind of an egg timer for when you should trim your nails.
Well, you just looked at you look down and you go, oh man, I need to trim these bad boys, and then you forget.
Yeah, but you can let that go for another hour or two. There's no bell that has to go off.
I can't. But once I've forgotten to do it, that's all I think about.
So the
neuroticism
is beginning to get into this matrix here a little bit.
Yes, Major, I'm aware I have problems, okay? I know. I don't need you to tell
me. There's a takeout podcast for you. Okay. Well, lest we waste any more of this gentleman's time. Major, could you paint the picture for us in Washington as far as the National Guard, where they are, what they're doing? How has that rollout been?
So this is one of the great disconnects between headlines you see on your phone or you may see on your local news and the reality is lived by people who are right close to it. So the National Guard, they're on the National Mall. They're kind of taking pictures with tourists. There are a few vehicles around. There is nothing that feels pronounced or it's demonstrative. You can see it, but nobody's really influenced or affected by it. There are more federal law enforcement cruisers moving around town. There's a very slight uptick in arrests. The FBI director and the president and the White House want to make as much social media drama around the number of arrests, but they're in line with what the Metropolitan Police Department does here in D.C. night after night. What's actually happening is far less important than the structure inside it's happened. Okay, and the structure is the president is taking over a local police department. There are authorities under home rule, which is something that Congress passed in the early 70s, identifying the relationship between the federal government and the District of Columbia, since it's not a state, it's a federal district. The president can do this for 30 days. He said yesterday, when announcing the Kennedy Center honorees, he may extend it. He may declare a national emergency. A national emergency based on what? I lived here in the early 90s, and trust me, crime here was so much higher, so much more dramatically higher than it is now. Every urban area in America, St. Louis is no different. Chicago has crime and crime issues. In the District of Columbia right now, there are two carjackings, which are way down from where they were in 2023, but they're still a problem, and summertime hoodlum-like teenagers who either attempt to or mug people. Both issues are being dealt with by the Metropolitan Police. The federal government said to the mayor, hey, how about we put together a task force to help you with those two things? The mayor would say, fantastic, that'd be great, but that's not what this is about. It feels largely performative, but it is also a dress rehearsal to say, I'm going to declare the crime to be whatever I declare it to be, federalize this or that because I want to, and I'm going to place the federal government in your city because I say so. That's what this all feels like it's preparation for. And Tom Holman, the president's border czar, was asked about any sort of limits on the president's power to do this. He said the president's power is absolute. Well, I don't think so. That's not the way our Constitution is structured. That's not the way our laws are structured. But when you hear people at the White House talk about the application of these powers as basically endless and absolute, the structure begins to unnerve not just me, but a lot of people who live here.
Major, I'm not trying to make a point with this question. I'm just genuinely asking because I'm confused. So Donald Trump, it's his power. He called the National Guard. Everyone, as you mentioned, Tom Homan, his power is absolute. So what happened on January 6th?
Precisely.
Nancy Pelosi had to call the National Guard. I'm very confused.
But she has no authority with that.
And inside conversations, the sitting vice president, Mike Pence, helped her get the National Guard and got to governors and things like that, because he wouldn't leave the Capitol, because Mike Pence, we should remind ourselves, did not trust that if he got in the Secret Service vehicle, the Secret Service would take him to a safe place, or he was nervous that they would never take him back to the Capitol, more precisely, and that if he never got back to the Capitol, he wouldn't be there to certify the outcome of the 2020 election. So the president, A, didn't think that that required any movement of the National Guard at all while the Capitol was being stormed, and his own vice president wasn't certain that the Secret Service operating under the president's orders would take him back to the Capitol to certify that presidential election.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
So, yeah, those questions are very pronounced. They hang over all of this, and we should, as a country, not gloss over them. The president has a habit of denouncing any statistic he doesn't like. He is now operationalizing what we used to think was a kind of tick. He's now putting it in motion. I don't like these numbers. I'm going to fire this person in the federal government. I look at the District of Columbia, a separate sovereign government in the district. I don't like their numbers. I'm going to call them fake and invent my own numbers and say things that simply aren't true. Look, if there were as many murders happening in Washington, D.C., as the president says there are, in the most media-concentrated city in America, meaning there are more reporters here per capita than any other place in our country, you don't think the victims of those murders, if they were not being reported and not being dealt with by the District of Columbia Police, couldn't find a reporter to tell that story to? You don't think that reporter would be interested in hearing that story? The answers to those questions are quite obviously yes. The numbers are the numbers. But the president isn't satisfied with that. He wants to invent a sense of menace that doesn't exist. Not that there's no menace at all, but it's not anywhere as grave as the president describes, in order to enact a power play. And if that's a dress rehearsal, any city in America should be paying close attention to what's happening in the District of Columbia.
And talking about those numbers, Major, he fired the BLS head last week, and those inflation numbers came out today, also BLS numbers. Mm-hmm. So is he going to do something about that? Because the inflation numbers today are worse.
Earlier this week, they liked those numbers.
Yeah.
So they were okay. That's my point. Numbers that are okay are okay. Numbers that aren't okay aren't okay. And that arbitrariness is beginning to, like I said, become operationalized. And that's when you get into a very dangerous terrain. Because if everything flows on the whims or flows through the whims of a president and isn't subject to checks and balances and reviews and pushback, then we lose a lot of our understanding of the way the country operates and works and functions. And I'm not saying we're in anything like a dictatorship, but these are kinds of things that ought to unnerve you if you want to rely, A, on government data. And look, the president could have said, I think we should take a look at this. Maybe there are better ways to do these surveys, and I'm going to appoint some people to look at that. That would have been fine, perfectly within his powers and perfectly within the purview of someone who wants to improve data collection for something that's as important as jobs numbers. That's not what the president said. The president said those numbers reflect a malevolent political intrusion into the numbers process. He has no evidence for that whatsoever. Zero. But because he declares it, and he's the president, it carries at least a whiff of legitimacy. And my point is, when that whiff of legitimacy ceases to exist and only becomes arbitrary in pursuit of a wider universe of power, then we're in pretty dangerous territory.
Major Garrett, I guess we'll leave it at that. And
And I'll go get another cup of coffee.
Yeah, we love to end on a positive note, so we'll stop there. How about that?
And just please, Ron, give my best to your manicurist, okay?
That's me. Okay. Thank you, Major.
Don't kid me. You go to a shop. I know you do. Come on.
He's very particular.
He's very as classy as I am, I should.
He's a big cologne and watch guy.
Yep. And I left both at home. Okay.
Okay.
Major Garrett, you're the best. We'll be watching and listening to the takeout. Thank you. Chief Washington correspondent for CBS News. The takeout is on CBS News 24/7.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.